Well, here we are again. And we're going to be doing this until the Lord comes back and puts an end to all this. And I'll be glad when that happens. I'll be glad when I never do this again. But I have to say, someone asked me one time, they said, "Is it hard doing funerals?" I said, "Not if they're believers. If they believe God, it's not hard. And I know there's sadness and there's sorrow, I know that. But when I realize and I know where the Lord's children are, those whom He saves, and I know where they are, it's a good day. It's a good day. Jackie was a real blessing to me as a pastor. She was a real blessing. She had many encouraging words when she was here and heard me preach, and she was very encouraging. Now, the one comment that I heard the most about Jackie was that she always seemed to be happy. She always seemed to be happy, and she did. When I go visit her, I was lifted up. I don't know how much she was, but I sure was. I was blessed. And her attitude was infectious. Now, Jackie had some very difficult trials. Yet, when I talked to her, she would always say, "The Lord has been so merciful to me." I mean, she had some tough trials. It takes the grace of God to go through what she went through and say that the Lord was merciful to me. Listen to this. Jackie was predeceased by her husband, Alvis H. Black, husband Tommy L. Johnson, son Terry W. Johnson, two daughters, Kathy L. Johnson and Shirley C. Johnson, and grandson Kyle D. Patterson. That's a lot of loved ones to bury. And yet she said to me, "The Lord's so merciful to me." That's a work of grace. But the one thing she said to me, on one of my visits to her, gave me great encouragement about her relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it had nothing to do with her accepting Him as her personal Savior. Here's what it had to do with. Listen, she said, "Christ is my only hope." That's it. Christ is my only hope. That is all the hope one needs, is Christ. He's all the hope we have. Listen to what Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:1. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." We sing a song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I trust what He did for me, not what I did with Him." That's what I trust. That's what the Scripture teaches. In Colossians 1:27, listen to this, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." He is all the hope of glory that any sinner has. And all her hope was bound up in one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And this being so, she had all the hope that God could give. God cannot give any more hope. It's impossible. It's impossible for God to give any more hope than what He's given in Jesus Christ. We have in Him all we need. Everyone whom God saves, everyone whom God's chosen, He's given to them in Christ all that they need. And they need no more. In Him, the Scripture says, you are complete. I lack nothing in Jesus Christ. God's given it all to me. Now, I just want to give you a few words about Jackie's hope. And that's the first thing I thought of when I heard that she had passed and went home to be with the Lord. I thought of Jackie's hope because of what she said to me. He's all my hope. Christ is all my hope. Well, first thing is this. Her hope was real. It was a real hope. It wasn't a hope, or a wish. It was real, based on the Word of God. And the Scripture says it's a living hope, because her hope was in a living Lord. Not a dead Christ, but one who reigns in glory and sits on the throne. Her hope is in Him. God gave her this hope. Listen, listen to Psalm 119. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. You see, the word of God is the foundation of our hope, not what I have done in any way, shape, or form. It's the word of God. God's word is my hope. It's the foundation of it. It's the foundation of our hope in Christ. And then secondly, her hope was laid up for her. When was this hope laid up? Before the foundation of the world. God took care of everything before He created the first thing. God took care of every sinner whom He'll save before He ever created the first thing. Before He did. And her hope, it says, was laid up in heaven. That means it's sure. That means it's of God. If it's in heaven, it's of God. Nothing's in heaven that's not of Him. And it was laid up for her by grace. It was laid up in heaven in that covenant of grace in Jesus Christ when He stood as her surety, her righteousness, her high priest, her mediator, her everything. Her hope was laid up by God. Listen to this. It says that God who cannot lie, and that those who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before them, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. This is what kept her going through all these trials and heartaches. This hope she had in Christ was an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. It's sure because God gave it. And it's steadfast. It's unmovable. I can't even lose my hope. I can't do it because I'm not the one who established it. God did. God did. Which entereth within the veil, where Christ, our forerunner, has entered. It says in Colossians 1:5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word the truth of the gospel. That hope was laid up and that hope was revealed in the preaching of the gospel. And then thirdly, her hope was a good hope. It's a good hope because it's of God. And the scripture says it's a good hope, listen, through grace. It's a good hope through grace. God laid this hope up in Christ. It's a good hope. It's a perfect hope. And He laid it up by His grace. He gave it to her by grace. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and a good hope through grace. He gave it to us by His grace. And then her hope in Christ will not make her ashamed. She shall have all that she hoped for and much more. Every believer will have all they hope for and much more. Listen to Romans 5:5. And hope, this hope that God has laid up, this hope that God has revealed, this hope that is of God, that is of His grace, it'll not make you ashamed. I can't even put into words. You know, when Paul went to the third heaven and came back, he said, I heard things unlawfully be uttered. In other words, there's no vocabulary to give that I have that I can explain what I saw. Our hope in Christ will not make us ashamed in any way, shape, or form. And then last of all here, Jackie's hope is now realized. It's now realized. Her hope has given way to reality. Faith has given way to sight. She don't need faith no more. She's standing there in front of it. Don't need the hope no more. She's experiencing it. She's experiencing it. Listen to these scriptures and I close. Psalm 39, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Psalm 146, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord. Psalm 71, for Thou art my hope, O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth. And Psalm 16, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices and my flesh, this body, shall rest in hope until that day of resurrection when the body comes up and it's new. God makes it all new. Listen to Proverbs 14. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. We die in hope. The hope of the resurrection and hope of enjoying God's presence and hope of forgiveness of sins and hope of redemption. We die in hope. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Don't you sorrow. Now, this is sorrowful. I know that. I know that. I understand that. But not like over those who have no hope. I rejoice that my sister is enjoying the full reality of her hope that she said to me, Christ is my only hope. And she added nothing to it. You add anything to that? And you have no hope. You have no hope. Jackie's best day. Her best day came early Thursday morning when her Lord took her home. My best day will be the day that I die. That's my best day. And I leave all this. I leave this life, this mess, this sin of corruption, this old body that's growing old and giving me pains and I get to leave it all behind. It's like a bird being set free from a cage. I'm not caged no more. I'm free to experience all that God is in Christ. And all of that is by the grace of God given to me before the world began. It wasn't an offer and see what I'd do with it. God took care of me. God took care of her before He created the first thing. That's a real hope now. That's a hope that's of God. All right.